You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Out in the studio this morning, we've got Auntie Ray. Kia ora, Holly. How are you today?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you in here. Very exciting time. You've got new music out. Stop Calling Me is a recent single, which you just put a really cool music video out for. I want to know, before we talk about that, you know, visual world that you've been building, what's been kind of brewing in the Auntie Ray space recently? What have you been thinking about or kind of channeling when you've been writing?
Honestly, just getting a small body of work together. I feel like that's the classic story. I've got like a few songs that cross many genres, and I think I'm really keen for people to hear that I can do different things. I mean, you'll see on my Spotify, like, my third highest listened to song is a drum and bass song, but yep. I would say I'm an R&B artist.
Yeah, hard out. Yeah.
The two go hand in hand really well. But yeah, so I'm really keen to release this EP before the end of the year so people can get a real good glimpse of what I can do. And especially, like, listening to this song, Stop Calling Me, it's quite different from what I usually release. It's quite more on the pop side. But very fun.
It's really fun. Yeah. I also think there's something really cool because you are really good at, like, jumping across genre, but it always sounds like you, which I think is, like, not necessarily an easy thing to do, because sometimes when people switch up the, like, framework that they're maybe playing with, it can switch up the essence of it, but it definitely doesn't do that when you're singing. It's always Auntie Ray, which I love. And you're really good at also bringing in collaborators or working with other people who really sort of seem to tap into that idea that you're kind of trying to get at as well. Is it something that you really, like, naturally enjoy, is the collaborative process, or for you is it a more of a solitary thing?
I definitely prefer doing it solo, but with this song it was really special because it was the first time I worked with the producer. His name's Nick Brinkman, and that's, like, I just get real bad social anxiety when I'm, you know, when you're about to go into the studio with someone you've never hung out with before.
Yeah.
Like, I have no
idea. You have to
go
be vulnerable and make stuff and you don't know them.
Yeah, exactly. But also, I always jump at those opportunities too because it's good to do that. But yeah, when we jumped in the studio, like, I'm pretty sure this song came out in like 2 hours and he was super easy to work with. I do really like collaborating with new people, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out.
Sometimes you just got to be by yourself too,
Yeah, exactly.
What does the writing process look like for you? How do you actually kind of get the track out there in terms of lyrics and that kind of content?
Well, normally I am in the corner of my bedroom with my mic and a really cool beat that somebody sent me. And yeah, I just, honestly, I would say it's just a spiritual thing. I just wait for the words to fall into my head and onto my lap.
Yeah.
And usually that comes quite quickly if I've got a really good producer that I'm working with. For this one, for this song, Stop Calling Me, it's rare that I actually go into a studio with someone and start a song from scratch.
Yeah.
And that's why this process was so special to me, because it just happened all so naturally. And it was the first time working in that way.
That's really cool. Did it give you confidence maybe for that process of working? Because if it's not your natural, you know, mode, do you feel like it's something you got a wee bit more like, okay, it's not so terrifying anymore? Or?
Yeah, no, it's still very terrifying. I actually, not long after that, or actually maybe like 6 months after that, I joined a songwriting camp where everybody there were producers, mix engineers, and then like a few songwriters, and the idea for the day was that you had to write a song that was definitely going to be released.
Oh, wow. Okay, no pressure.
Yeah. And for every song you wrote, you got $50. And so I was like, I'm going to make $200.
Nice.
I ended up making $100, which is still good.
That's pretty good. Two songs in a day. Yeah, that's impressive.
And I only nearly cried once, but it was actually the best experience ever because I hadn't, like, been in that mode before. But Yeah, terrifying is sometimes good, guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. I also quite like the idea of sort of gamifying yourself into doing a scary thing as well. It's like, this is my goal for the day, but the secret second goal is making music in this kind of scary format. Yeah. Tell us a wee bit about the music video. It's so good. I really, really recommend people go check it out. Where did you shoot it, first of all? Where is this forest?
Well, it's somewhere in Riverhead Forest. It's a big forest.
It is a big forest.
Different entry points. I really wanted to work with a guy called Fale. He's a dancer, but him and his wife, Tyler, also have like a little production company called Threading Frames. And I just love their style. And I feel like a lot of the time when good dancers, cross mediums, they're really good at that other thing. They're actually living in London at the moment. I think it's London. And they just happened to be here during the time that I wanted to film the music video. I wanted to shoot a video that was kind of like giving the vibe of out of cell reception.
Totally.
Like being cute in the woods, like leave me alone, don't call me.
I'm
busy.
I
don't know if that came through, but
I'm frolicking in the forest, leave me alone.
Leave me alone, guys. I'm being a fairy.
Yeah.
So we went to Riverhead Forest. The first day of shooting, about 500, like around, it felt like 500. What do you call them? Like BMXs.
Oh my gosh.
Mountain bikers.
Yeah, yeah.
Just happened to all be like there for like, I don't know, some kind of event. And we had like blocked the track. One of the tracks, there are many, but there was no shade given, so.
Oh my god, so you just had to do it in front of 500 bikers.
Yeah. Yeah, some people
talk about
like,
pressure.
What are you doing?
Shooting music video.
Yeah. Shush.
The camera's rolling. You want to be in it?
Yeah.
The styling's really strong as well. Did you style it or did you get a stylist in? Who kind of created that look?
Yeah, I did that myself.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
I really like it. It's got quite like, it's, I feel like it reminds me of some really iconic 2000s R&B tracks without feeling like it's doing a callback to that. It feels very like of now, but it also has that sort of, some kind of conversation with that or something, cool. Which is really cool. It's a great music video. It's a great single. I think we should spin it. Where can people get this? Where's the best place that you prefer them to go find it?
Anywhere that you want to stream it for free, if you want to buy it. It's on Bandcamp.
Nice.
As of last night. YouTube for the video.
Fantastic. Holly, thank you so much. Auntie Ray, nice to have you in the studio. This is Stop Calling Me. You're on BFM.
Still trying to get to me.
That's Auntie Ray with Stop Calling Me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.